Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
On today's edition of Guidelines, I'd like to share the story of Christmas from the Scripture itself, with only enough personal comments to weave the text together. The first intimation that a Savior would be forthcoming was God's comment to the serpent in the garden when God said, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He, the forthcoming deliverer, will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." Now a blow to the foot is not fatal, one to the head is. To Jacob, the patriarch, God promised, "The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he comes to whom it belongs, and the obedience of the nation is his." To Isaiah, in the 7th century before Christ, God said, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." It was this very text that Matthew quoted saying, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Isaiah wrote, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end." 7 centuries before Jesus came, Micah singled out Bethlehem as the place of Jesus' birth. He wrote, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times." The Old Testament ended with Malachi saying that the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, also telling how Elijah would come, fulfilled by John the Baptist, turning the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. 400 years later, so Paul explains, "But when the fullness of time had fully come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons." Here is Dr. Luke's account. "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.'" And that, friend, is what Christmas is all about. That's it on today's edition of Guidelines. We have resources that will help you at our website, guidelines.org. Send an email to me at guidelines@guidelines.org. From all of us here at Guidelines, to you and yours, wherever you may be, we wish you a very blessed Christmas, and may God's peace rest on your household.